Yeah, I think we finished with six stops in a row to finish the third quarter, and it was we knew, especially what was going on before halftime, we knew the emotions would be pretty high. So it was more so of let's put our emotions into our defence and work really hard. And we were probably fouling too much in the first half, you know, and taking that pressure off. And I thought we played some outstanding defence in the second half.
The zone really caused the Kings a lot of problems. I mean, obviously it looked like your Childress went off the third once in the second period. Was that a calculated move to sort of get the ball out of his hands and make it a lot more difficult for him to penetrate?
Yeah, he gets the ball. He likes to get the ball at the top and does that spin, and he's so long he can, you know, from the foul line get to the rim. So I think the guys did a great job of closing that spin down on him and just giving it different looks with the zone, just to kind of give him out of the rhythm. And look, I think Damo was outstanding. You know, he's only got down here for three, but I reckon I counted six easy. And his defensive edge on Madgen was sensational. He couldn't take a breath out there without Damo right in his face. And he, you know, we were able to get that and get some runs out with Maddie, some layups, and Dollar was fantastic out there again. So, you know, it was good signs.
Yeah, offensively, you've taken a little while to get going. Mm. The last couple of games, particularly, you know, the Townsville second half again, that was outstanding offensively. You must be happy with the way the guys are picking up. I know everything flows from your D, but the execution, you know, some of the half-court stuff you ran was really, really efficient tonight.
Yeah, it's just getting familiar with each other, you know, especially when you get a major player, DeAndre, into the lineups. Just the timing and getting synced with each other and know where the strengths are of each individual and make sure they're in the right spot. And we struggled with that early, and just the last couple of weeks we started to get it, and the scores have been a little bit freer for us.
Jermaine, great game from you. Back-to-back great games, obviously, coming off that Friday night performance. Did you feel like offensively you're getting on track yourself? You certainly had your shooting eye in very, very much earlier on this game.
Yeah, right. All my teammates was looking for me, and Coach told me to be aggressive, so I just came out tonight and I was aggressive.
You've got a lot of depth on this team. What's that like to sort of play with the kind of players that you've got around you, like Damian Martin and Jesse Wagstaff, and Dondre Daniels now, had a really solid game from him as well?
Right. Dre had a nice game in 19, 8 boards. I got Sean too. Sean's also a great teammate. Maddie had a great game. So it's not just me, it's me and my teammates.
There was obviously there was a fair bit of emotion and physicality, and obviously escalated towards the end of half time. I guess what do you guys do on the court to try and manage yourselves in that scenario?
We're just pushing, and it's part of the game. It's gonna happen from what happened last game. So we just took it, went to halftime, talked about it, came out second half and played basketball.
Trev, top of the ladder now. How much better can this team get?
Yeah, look, hopefully a lot. You know, the league's obviously stepped up with the quality of players coming back into the league, and it's still sorting itself out. But, you know, we're really worried about ourselves and control what we can control. And I think we're improving. The last three games have been a step ahead, so hopefully we can keep on improving and play that four quarters of Wildcats basketball.
And I guess, what are your thoughts on the Kings? They're certainly a fairly new team, I guess. What are your thoughts on them so far?
Oh, look, they're really talented. I think Charles Childress gives them a lot offensively there. They're probably trying to find that rhythm there tonight. I think the last game they were outstanding watching them on tape. So they're still trying to find themselves, but, you know, I've got a hard enough job looking after my guys instead of worrying about somebody else.
Anything else, guys?